It's time now for Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. Talk of the Town brings you the latest in upcoming events, intriguing stories, and valuable information. Now, here's your host.
Folks, welcome to today's episode of Talk of the Town. I'm your host, Adam Rogers, sitting in for Mr. Sammy Raycraft. And I have the pleasure of sitting here speaking with Heather Pittman, and she is the facility manager from Fred Berry Crooked Creek Nature Center. So, Heather, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm excited to learn more about the Crooked Creek Center. So, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So, we are based out of Yellville. We're with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. We're one of nine nature centers. We are a smaller nature center, which means we don't have the big exhibits in our building, but what we do have is 421 acres of space to go outside and be outside and learn more about being outdoors. We do offer classes in our building. We do lots of field trips. We do lots of summer programming. We do ed programming on Saturdays for the general public. We do a lot of outreach with schools and other entities outside of Yellville. We go to any of the counties that we serve and do programming there, so basically getting people to be outside and learn more about outside and conservation and how we can conserve our natural heritage of our state. That's what we do.
Wow. Yeah. And what a great area to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah.
And how long have you been there?
I have finished up my fourth year, working on my fifth year there as facility manager. So
wow. Yeah. So where did you come from?
So before that, I was a school teacher for 18 years. Mostly in central Arkansas. I was born and raised in Yellville, but okay. I went and lived there a while and taught a while and then made it back when I could. And so I'm here now.
Nice. So it gives you a chance to work outside.
Oh, yeah. We are outside a lot. Of course, right now it's good and bad. It's a little warm, but it's not bad. So, yeah, we can get out. We do a lot of, we have 6 miles of hiking trails as well on our side, and lots of people come out and fish. And we just have people come through and visit with us. And yeah.
You get to be the popular people.
We have a great time. It's a lot of fun.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What kind of crew do you work with up there?
So currently I have one full-time educator on site with me. His name is Matt Gideon. And then I have another full-time person who works with us at our site but also helps serve those other counties that we cover. So he lives far away. His name is Trent Whitehead. He lives about 2 hours away, but he comes in and helps us. He'll be here actually today. He's here today and tomorrow. So he's going to be doing some help with some classes that we've got going on. So anyway, and then we are hiring a part-time person, which is great. We're really excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I bet it's been a busy summer for you.
Yes, we've been really, really busy with our summer programming. June was great. We had a fish camp for the first time. That was really great. Outdoor Skills Patch Week, which was another camp. And then we also had Target Tuesday. Tuesdays and Wild Wednesdays every week. We're actually finishing that up. This is our last week for Target Tuesdays and Wild Wednesdays. It's been a great summer, really busy.
So. Now tell me about Wild Wednesday.
So Wild Wednesday, I teach those. Those are Wild Wednesdays are designed to teach kids. It's kids mainly, I'd say 10 and under are the ones that really enjoy the classes the most. And in Wild Wednesdays, we just cover different aspects of our natural world and the habitats and how to keep those habitats healthy, what contributes to having a healthy habitat, what kind of adaptation do animals have to help them survive and thrive in a habitat and that kind of thing. We're going to the creek and we're going to be learning about macroinvertebrates in the water, and macroinvertebrates are tiny invertebrates that you can see, but they live in the water and they usually metamorphosize into adults that live out of water, like dragonflies and damselflies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they're really interesting because you can study those and learn the health of the creek based on what kinds are living in your creek. We're also going to get some goggles out and some snorkels and look for fish and identify some fish and maybe do a little fishing too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I've said that for somebody in a younger age group to get a chance to see the real world.
Yeah.
Everything is so synthetic that we're surrounded by. So just the chance to be out and touch something that's real.
Yes.
What a great opportunity for people like that, and even people that are older.
Oh, absolutely. I actually did a class this past Saturday for adults that was macroinvertebrates, and it's Fred Berry, who is the reason why we're there. He would tell you that's why he wanted to establish that place in the first place, was to get, if you want grown-ups and adults who care about the natural world and conserving it, you got to have kids that do, to grow up to be adults that do. And so providing those opportunities for kids helps us have adults that also care, and that's what we want. talent. That's our goal.
Wow. Really, really good stuff. Yeah. So tell me about the marksmanship.
Okay. So that is something else we do. So we, you know, one side is conservation and understanding the wildlife, and that's part of Game and Fish's mission as well. On the other side, we also have those outdoor rec marksmanship kinds of classes, and that has to do with them understanding and learning how to use archery equipment safely, BB guns safely. We also do some slingshots, and so through the summer, we've had classes where we teach kids about these different aspects, and it's all going to culminate on Saturday, August 2nd, that is going to be Marksmanship Challenge, where we invite kids to come, and we have five categories, and they compete in each one of those and get a score, and then we have overall winners for each of those, for each age group. They also are going to be competing statewide. So kids from our center may win at our center, and they could also win statewide, and then we have prizes for that as well. So we do first, second, and third place.
That?
We have four age categories. It's ages 5 through 17. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So they do bait casting. That's the hardest one. Bait casting is the one where kids score the lowest. It is difficult. It's a lot harder than people think. So we just come out, and we are going to have a food truck this year. The Michonnes are bringing out a food truck, so we're really excited about that. Last year, we had around 60 plus kids that participated, so we're really hoping for another big time. And the weather's supposed to be nicer this weekend. It's not supposed to be quite as hot, so we're really excited about that.
Line up to be perfect.
We're excited. It's a good time. We really have a lot of fun.
Sounds like a blast.
It is.
I appreciate that, because you're helping to fortify responsible adults.
Yes.
That's good.
That's
skills and things to have, and the world certainly can use more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great time, and we're looking forward to it. So
I believe it'll be fun.
Yep.
So how can people find out more about what's going on down there?
Okay, so one of the things is, if you just want to get more information about any of those things, you can give us a call at 501-218-4387. That's our number. Or you can also just look us up on our website. If you just Google Fredbury Crooked Creek Nature Center and pull up our website, there will be a link there to all of the classes that we have to offer. I will tell people, up until now, we've told people to use register-ed, which was our old registration site. We've switched over to something called VEMS, which is Volunteer Event Management System. But the link is there, so all they have to do is link in there. And the other thing I would tell people is, yes, you do have to register, get a login and a password, email, all the things that most places require you now to do. But once you get in there, and once you get your kids in there, you don't have to do that anymore. So you just go in, and you can just click on the classes that you want to take and that you want to register for. Marksmanship Challenge, we are asking for people to register, but if you come up to any problems at all, do not let that keep you from coming. Just come on. It's from 9 till 12. We'll start registering probably about 8:30, and if anybody wants to come in, we can get the registration side sorted out when you get there if we need to.
Show up a little bit early.
Come up a little bit early so we can get you signed up.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So what are we looking forward to in the fall?
Okay, so in the fall, we'll continue with our adult programming on Saturdays and some evenings. We also will be doing a lot of field trips. It's when we have field trip season, so we'll start seeing schools. We'll also be going off-site quite a bit to visit with other schools and other entities off-site to also teach conservation education that way. So that's what our fall looks like. Another thing is, we do have a trap range. It's open to the public on a limited basis. We do have a couple of dates coming up, the 9th and 23rd, when people can come out and shoot at our trap range. Oh, we also have a 3D archery range. It's open to the public anytime.
Wow.
We have a fish pond where people can come bring their kids to go fishing for catfish. We try to keep people outside. That's our goal.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Oh, goody. I love it. Let's go.
So this year you've done a lot of really, really neat programs, really neat stuff with all sorts of age groups. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a standout memory that you got for this year?
Goodness. Okay. I'll tell you what it is for me. There are a couple. One would be a public event. So we do a squirrel challenge as well, and that's in January. Some of the bigger center, everyone hosts one, and people go in. You have 2 days to go hunt your squirrel. You bring them in. We do the weighing, and then we do state winners, just like we do with the Marksmanship Challenge. But this is all ages. So we've got teams, we've got kids, we've got adults with dogs, all the things. It was just so much fun. It was standing room only. It's really nice.
That fills your cup, I bet.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely fills the cup. Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Folks, Fredbury Crooked Creek Nature Center, check them out online. They've got all sorts of good stuff going throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the area that we have here in the Twin Lakes. Heather Pittman, it's been a real joy hearing about this. What a neat thing.
Yeah, you need to come see us.
I absolutely do. Absolutely do. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly brought to you every weekday by John Schaub of Century 21, Lee Mack Realty.